This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. John Tranum is coming up for Scott Hennon. You could be that Delta call of the day, and maybe it'll be your wit and wisdom, like this one.
The president has to get his message out some way. If he doesn't do it, nobody else is going to do it for him, at least not in the light that he wants to put his message out. So I think what he's doing is just fine. Thank you.
Meanwhile, you can call Eric today at 406-250-8151, 406-250-8151, or go online to deltaconstructors.net. Global solutions to the oil and gas industry, turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, E&I services, and much more. Delta Constructors, one call does it all. Meanwhile, your call at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You can text at 701-226-8503. Right in at studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. We got a whole myriad of ways that you can get through to us. I'm Todd Mitchell. And meanwhile, John Trandum is in for Scott Hennon today on What's in Your Mind. Good morning.
Hey, Todd, how are you doing?
Good, you?
I'm doing okay. I don't have my usual sheet where it's got all the phone numbers on it, so I'll count on you to throw those out from time to time. I'll make sure and get that. Usually I have this big array of papers laid out before me, and I struggle to find which one I'm looking for at any given time. But
you're supposed to be going paperless by now. It's 2018, so
I've got a flip phone and a stack of paper, man.
A flip phone? Wow.
It became notorious at the Republican convention this past weekend, my flip phone.
I guess.
Anyway.
Those are so tricky to text with, you know. You should probably.
Well, maybe for you. Maybe for you.
Oh, I used to do. I actually got pretty good at texting and driving with those phones because you only had 12 buttons. So all you had to do is feel for the right button. And if you need a C, then you push 2-3 times and
eyes on the road.
Took
yeah,
forever, exactly. But you know, yeah, right. I never took my eye off the phone. You know,
right? Yeah. Oh, thanks for having me.
I took my eye off the phone. I never took my eye off the road. Sorry, I misspoke
there. Good. I'm glad. Hey. Thanks for having me. Thanks to the listeners. This was a little bit on the last minute side, as you've all probably heard. Scott, they suffered a death in their family. Scott's father-in-law. So we ask that thoughts and prayers be with the Hammerlick family, with Scott and Maria and the kids. So he texted me and said, hey, can you pinch hit for me? And I said, absolutely, I can. It's been a long time. You know, I'm in the remote car start business, so I'm not always available in the winter time. So I'm just kind of back again, you know, after a long hiatus. But I want to get right to our guests because we've got some good guests coming right up. We've got Senator Kelly Armstrong on the phone with us, who is just endorsed as the Republican candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives. Kelly, are you with me?
I am, John. Thanks for having me.
Hey, my pleasure. Good morning. Thank you for being with us. Boy, it's been a big week in news. I'll tell you what, I haven't kept up with anything other than what's going on within the Republican Party of North Dakota because there's so much going on, and that's a good thing for our voters. Big announcement yesterday from Senator Tom Campbell, and I'd like to get your thoughts and comments on that.
Yeah, I mean, Tom called me not last night, but the night before. We talked for about a half hour. I couldn't. When you do something and you do it because it's what's best for the people instead of what's best for yourself, that is always an honorable decision. He did a great job yesterday at the press conference, and you know he really ran a really good campaign, and you know started against Senator Heitkamp last summer and really helped not only the Republican Party but all the voters in North Dakota get excited about the races coming up, and what Tom did on the campaign trail is absolutely going to help us win in November.
Well, and I think that's the point, and I think that's the reason that Tom did that. He recognized that we needed to unite as a Republican Party, and Tom was the candidate who initially was running for that Senate seat and bowed out of that race when Kevin Cramer got in. And now after the convention endorsed your candidacy, he decided to do the same. And boy, props to Tom, because it was the best thing to do to advance the causes that we all care a lot about. And ideologically, you know, you and Tom are pretty closely aligned. So I think it was a win either way. And now we need to focus on moving forward and defeating Max Schneider. Now, speaking of Max Schneider, we've got to put a strategy together as Republicans to take it to Mac and make sure we can elect a Republican back to Congress to fill Kevin Cramer's seat. What's the strategy, Kelly?
You know, John, the strategy is the same as we led up to convention. It'll be the same through the primary, and it'll be the same through the general election. Anyone who knows me knows that we're going to work really, really hard to get our message out to every voter across the state of North Dakota. You know, oftentimes people do different things for different elections, but we're just not doing that. We're going to do the same thing. I mean, the issues are the same, whether it's going into a convention, going into a primary, or going into an election in North Dakota. And the nice, the nice thing about both Mac and myself is we have records. We have very differing views on what we see as the future of North Dakota and the country.
Now, one of the criticisms that's been leveled against you, Kelly, being from Western North Dakota, a law background and an oil and energy background, is ag issues in North Dakota. That's our biggest industry in North Dakota, even still. I think the Farm Bill is on the table right now. As I understand, Colin Peterson has walked away because of changes to the SNAP program. What will you do, and how will you best represent farmers in North Dakota? And any thoughts regarding the Farm Bill? What should be in? What should be out? The SNAP program? Your thoughts?
Well, first and foremost, hopefully this is all taken care of. The current Farm Bill expires in September, so quite frankly, we can't wait until the election to get a new Farm Bill. What farmers need right now, more than anything, is certainty. I mean, we need a 5-year Farm Bill. We need, I mean, given what's going on with trade, soft commodity prices, one of the worst droughts that we've seen in a generation, particularly in Western North Dakota, we need to move forward. Now, that being said, if the Farm Bill gets stalled and there's nothing done by the time we win and get to D.C., that has to be priority number one. I mean, not only do we need a robust crop insurance program, we need a supplemental crop insurance program, because anybody who's ever farmed understands just because there was a drought last year doesn't mean there's not going to be a drought next year. And the supplemental crop insurance program is the difference between somebody getting in the field the year after that or being foreclosed on. So it's absolutely the number one priority for North Dakota right now.
Yeah, and that's very important, and I'm sure we'll get some calls to that end. Call number 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, and it looks like we've got Arlen from Devil's Lake calling in. Arlen, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
We've got a flip phone.
Is this a question,
right?
For Kelly or for me?
John, you know, I remember 20 years ago you had that flip phone, and you put in auto start. you put flip auto starts in your car's dealer. What's the dealer?
He has better technology on those than he does on his phone.
Okay.
Well, why ruin a good thing?
I met him about 25 years ago, and John's old fast, even when he was 20. He used to hang around. I'm wondering, why is this 20-year-old guy hanging around with us 50-year-old guys? But he was a car guy, and he liked old cars. So, but I seen your flip phone, John, and I thought by now your wife probably would have made you get a new one.
You know, matter of fact, Arlen, I've got my wife's smartphone with me today just so that I can surf the net a little bit as we're in route here. But Arlen, you're missing a great opportunity.
Yes, she did.
She gave me the crash course. Arlen, you're missing a great opportunity though. Here we've got the next congressman for the state of North Dakota on the line. Do you have a question for Kelly Armstrong?
Yeah, just support Mr. Trump. That's all I got to say.
Thanks for the call, Arlen. Future Congressman Armstrong to do that. Now, Kelly, here's a question for you, and this has come up a lot, the omnibus bill, very controversial. We've got about 2 minutes left, so I'll let you comment on that. How would you have voted on the omnibus bill, and what changes would you like to have seen in that bill?
Yeah, I mean, I would have voted against the omnibus bill, quite frankly, with the exception of the military spending. You know, there was a 2.5 5% raise for our soldiers. There were 100 ships, planes, helicopters, and other things that General Mattis absolutely says we need after 8 years of the Obama administration decimating the military. But the fact of the matter is, John, that we there was too many things in that bill that are against what Republicans believe, and not enough things in that bill that we campaigned on. And more importantly, we just have to we have to quit governing by crisis. We need to get on a budget cycle in D.C. We run up against these debt ceilings, and all we end up doing is having one bad decision on one side, one bad decision on the other side, and our deficit continues to grow. So I would not have voted for the last omnibus bill. I mean, for those reasons, for policy reasons, also for the way that the bill was introduced and how they're handling the situation in general.
Yeah, and cheers go up across the land. Good answer, and I appreciate that. And that's what we need in Washington, is some leadership and the willingness to say no when no is the right answer. Now, we've got about 30 seconds before the break. I'll hold you through for a couple of minutes on the other side until Senator Hovind comes on. But I've got a yay or nay question on Facebook here from Bill. Term limits, yay or nay?
That's a harder yes or no question, but I think we can say that if you have short-term term limits in the U.S. House of Representatives, you're going to end up, we already only have one out of 435 seats. If you're running on four-year term limits or something like that,
serving
North
the
Dakota
Northern
Representatives,
players, this is What's
we
On
we got to run to break, Kelly. We'll pick it up on the other
More
side. Hang with us on What's On Your Mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not. But you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal, 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
High Plains Apache, not just other sprayer company, the sprayer company the others keep talking about.
wind, and drift, always a worry to producers. Apache sprayers have an electronic drift management system allowing you to select your droplet size and keep that through the whole day no matter what speed you're traveling. Customers have made it clear they work hard for their money. And when they spend a dollar, expect to get the most for their time and energy. High Plains Apache respects that. That's why High Plains Apache works hard to earn your business. 1701 Eastside Court. It's across the road from, if you remember in Mandan, there used to be a Bonanza. Now there's a great big pole, and they're going to put a Culver's there. But that's where they are, the High Plains Apache. And, of course, the ET Ag on-site retail store as well, 50,000 sprayer parts. What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Scott in and off for a day or two or three or four here, but John Trandum is in for today with Kelly Armstrong.
Hey, Todd, welcome back.
Good to have you. You and your flip phone.
I just welcomed myself back. Thank you, Todd. It's good. Getting back into the groove of things on the air here. We've got with us Senator Kelly Armstrong. We're going to carry him until Senator Hovind comes on in a few minutes here. We were talking a little bit about term limits. Kelly, I think you had a little bit more to add to that before I ask the next question.
Yeah, and this is what people will learn about me as we get out on the campaign trail. The political answer, obviously, I know what's popular is to say, yes, I support them. But the real answer is, you know, the average length of service in Congress is right around 9 years. And when you only have one out of 435 seats there, and Kevin Cramer's a perfect example for as great of an advocate as he's been for North Dakota, you know, he was still just moving into leadership positions in the U.S. House. And with the way it's set up is if you have short term limits, low population states are going to have even less influence now than high population states. And I think one of the biggest frustrations with people is the entrenched long-term politicians such as Nancy Pelosi. But the reality is, even if Nancy Pelosi got turned out, whoever replaced her would be equally as bad just because of how that district is set up.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And speaking of the long, I shouldn't say it like this, but long-term entrenched politicians, Paul Ryan's been there for a long time, and he just announced that he wouldn't be seeking re-election. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, he's only about 7 or 8 years older than I am, but he's been there for 20 years. You know, he's been a vice president. He's been on the vice presidential ticket. I mean, he's got, two decades of public service. And, you know, when Paul Ryan took the speakership job, he was skeptical about it. And even at that point in time, he was talking about, you know, because one of the things about John Boehner, I mean, regardless of his politics, he worked very hard and he spent his weekends raising money for the caucus and doing those things. And Paul Ryan was really skeptical of some of those things because of his family. So he's earned the right to do what he wants to do, and that is to go spend time with his family.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree more. He's earned that right. Speaking of John Boehner, I heard he's going to the marijuana industry or something like that. That might explain a lot. I won't ask you to comment on that. One issue that I know is very important to the listeners of this show is the pro-life issue. That's something that you spoke to specifically at the convention, but not everyone was able to hear your comments about that. So I'd ask you to share how you will be a pro-life congressman for North Dakota.
Yeah, I mean, my mom was a Catholic kindergarten teacher. This is something that I've grown up with way before I've ever gotten to politics. I believe life is absolutely sacred. Now, what you can do in Congress is, I mean, simply, first and foremost, work again to get the 20-week abortion ban passed. Secondly, defund Planned Parenthood. But it doesn't stop there. I mean, we don't even have a Planned Parenthood clinic in North Dakota. We need to transfer those funds to regional clinics that do not perform abortions. And then the other thing you need to be able to do is walk across to the other chamber and lobby for pro-life judges and lobby for people who have just a conservative view of the Constitution in general. And those are the things we need to do in Washington to move the pro-life movement forward.
Kelly, outstanding. It appears that we've got John Hovind waiting on the line, so I'll have to close it out here. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Yeah, my thoughts and prayers are with Scott and Maria and their family. I mean, that's always a tough deal, so just hope everybody's out there thinking of them and praying for them today.
Sounds good. Kelly, thank you very much for being with us. We appreciate it. I'm sure you'll appear again before the primary comes up, but get out there and fight the fight.
Thanks, John.
Take care. Our next guest, a man that I met, boy, gosh, it's almost 20 years ago right now, and he's been a friend and an advocate for issues that are important to me and important to our listeners for a long time, Senator John Hovind. Welcome to the airwaves here, Senator.
Hey, John, good to be with you, and as Kelly's that, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to Scott and Maria and their whole family on the passing of her father.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we're all together on that one for sure. Now, I heard we moved the interview up a little bit for you because I heard there's some news today. You're going to be making a little trip up to the White House. What's going on?
Yeah, actually, on my way right now. We're going up to meet on ag issues and particularly on the trade negotiations. As a matter of fact, Governor Burgum will be coming up too. So we'll both be up there talking to the president about, you know, just the importance of making sure that as we go through this negotiation, we certainly want to try to get the Chinese to trade on a fair basis, but at the same time, we need to do everything we can to avoid any kind of retaliatory tariffs on our ag products.
Yep, absolutely. And how that's going to be an interesting tightrope to walk. What do you think Trump's strategy is with the tariffs? I've heard it from a lot of different perspectives. A lot of people will say, well, Trump doesn't really want tariffs. This is kind of a bargaining chip, and we're going to leverage this to make better deals. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, you know, I've met with him on this before. I've been up in the Oval Office and had discussions on trade, NAFTA, all these things before. So this isn't the first time. And we're just going to continue to weigh in, John, and make sure that we go through, that we try to open up more markets for our farmers, that we get fair treatment. We do what we can to make the Chinese play fair. I think that's what he's trying to do. And then just at the same time, make sure that we don't end up in a situation where we have tariffs on ag products. China's a huge market for farmers and ranchers. But, you know, we want to open up markets wherever we can and have not only free trade, but on a fair basis. So I think that's what he's shooting for, and we're just involved all the way through to try to get the best outcome we can for the best farmers and ranchers in the world, and that's our farmers and ranchers in North Dakota, as well as, you know, our great producers across the country.
Sure. Well, it's important to have a strong advocate for ag in North Dakota, and we appreciate your work to that end. It appears as though when you go to Washington, you start speaking in acronyms. So you'll have to help me work my way through this, but one of them is FOSTA, F-O-S-T-A, something that was passed recently that there's not been a lot of news about, but I think it's something important that you're addressing and unfortunately becoming a bigger and bigger issue. Could you speak to the listeners a little bit about that?
Well, you're going to have to help me out here. I'm not the greatest one on acronyms, too. What does it relate to?
It was the human trafficking.
Oh, sure. The human, we call it the human trafficking bill, and that is a big step. And what it does is it puts, strong sanctions in place for law enforcement so that if somebody is, you know, aiding and abetting human trafficking, for example, on the Internet or in other ways, that we can actually prosecute them, stop them from doing it, make sure they're punished, and at the same time help anyone who's a victim. So, yeah, that's very important legislation, and I'm like you. I kind of use the generic name, and we call it the trafficking bill, and I was proud to co-sponsor it, and proud that we got it passed, and the president signed it into law yesterday.
Yeah, that's great. Now, are you able to hang with us through the break, or do you have to run? We've got to go to break in about 10 seconds.
I can hang with you. We'll just drive up the windows now. So
all right, hang with us, and we'll be right back on What's on Your Mind with Senator John Hovind.
Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins, and I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. ACE promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Senator Heitkamp, let me just ask you, why would you trust Assad? Assad has, until this latest initiative, even denied that there was an attack, denied that he was part of it, denied that he has chemical weapons. Why on earth would we trust this man to tell us he's turned them all over to international monitoring and that he is signing a treaty that he's never agreed to sign?
I think because we aren't trusting Assad, we're trusting the Russians to come to the table to force their ally.
We're trusting the Russians?
We're trusting Russia's intent at this point to actually deliver the right set of circumstances. And I've said all along that we're waiting. Words are not enough. We have to see action. And so it is the combination of Russia with Syria and understanding that there is this threat, that we are very serious in this country about enforcing the ban on chemical weapons one way or the other, and that they need to bring this country into compliance.
Russia. And we're back. John Trandum sitting in for Scott Hannon on What's on Your Mind. Call numbers 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550. We've got Senator John Hoeven with us. Senator, we just heard some comments from Heidi Heitkamp. Interesting. I don't know for sure how to characterize what I just heard from here. Things are heating up a little bit in Syria and in that region. How do you read Senator Heitkamp's comments?
Well, clearly we can't trust Syria or Russia. And, you know, Syria and Russia earlier indicated after, the event that you referred to in the clip that they had made sure there were no chemical weapons. And obviously we know that's false. This is the second time Syria has used them. Obviously the administration, President Trump, punished them the first time, and we will do so again. And we just can't allow anyone to be using chemical weapons.
I should say so. I think that's a clip that may come back to haunt her. I have a feeling we'll be hearing more of that throughout the campaign cycle.
Well, hopefully and really, not only the United States, but all our allies have to look squarely at Russia and say, you said that you were going to make sure there were no chemical weapons there or being used. And now that you're complicit in this, and we just can't allow that. And it's not just the United States, it's our allies joining us. This, again, that just can't be allowed.
Senator, I've got a release here that you were selected for the Defense Appropriations Committee. So we talked a little bit earlier with Senator Armstrong about the omnibus bill and the funding for the military and so forth. What role do you intend to play on that committee, and what impact do you think it can have on our ability to defend ourselves when called upon to do so?
Well, very important, as you know, that we support our military right now. Look at all these things that are going on. And so this is a position that will, where I'll be directly involved in making sure that we are funding our military, doing it in a way where our men and women, we not only support them, but make sure that they have what they need to protect our country and really freedom and liberty around the world. And at the same time, you know, while we're working to support and fund the military, as I said to you and others before, you know, we need to find a way in appropriations process to change those rules so that we can vote on individual appropriations bills. So while we're working to make sure our military is funded and so forth, like we're talking about, we can also find savings in other areas. You know, since I've come to the Senate, we've actually the level of spending on discretionary, which is now less than a third of the budget, is actually down $200 billion over the high point of the Obama administration, but we've got to do more to find ways to save where we can as well.
Yeah, undoubtedly so. Now let's bring it back to local a little bit more here. You spoke on behalf of Congressman Kramer at the recent North Dakota Republican Party convention. We got the campaign season kicked off with a bang. Where do you think North Dakota stands in terms of electing Congressman Kramer to the Senate and Kelly Armstrong to the House of Representatives?
Oh, I think they're on their way, and they've got tremendous momentum. And, you know, again, it's talking about, I think, the right approach not only for North Dakota, but for our country. So, you know, incredible turnout at the convention, tremendous enthusiasm. Now you see everybody is really coming together. So I just think that a lot of enthusiasm, excitement, and momentum.
Yeah, it was an exciting weekend. We had a great turnout of delegates. I think our credentials report for one of the votes was over 1,400 delegates, which is extraordinary for a midterm convention year. Probably the most we've ever had in a midterm. And it was good to have you and see you there. We've got John from Minot holding on the phone with a question regarding our military. John, welcome to the program with Senator Hovind. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was wondering if the senators convinced that the NATO countries are going to bring their military and their equipment up to where it's supposed to be, because they're way behind where they're supposed to be in the NATO.
Thanks for the question, John. President Trump has really worked with our NATO allies, the member countries in NATO, to bring their military support, military funding up to the 2% requirement that's part of NATO. And you know, you saw he was just at the Baltic countries recently. He's been over to see Macron in France, Theresa May in England, working directly with them on a response to the Syria situation. And so I think what you're seeing is that he is getting those NATO member countries to start doing exactly what you're saying, and that's providing the support and the funding for their military that they're required to do as part of the NATO alliance.
Because Germany, they're way lower on their airplanes that they're supposed to have. I know that. I don't know about any of the other countries.
Yeah, and obviously more work to be done there with Germany. There's no question about it.
John, thank you for your call. We appreciate that and appreciate the comments, Senator. One last thing before we have to close out here, and it's another acronym, ELAP, E-L-A-P, Funding to Help Farmers and Ranchers Affected by Drought. So I have to read through the whole thing to figure out what those letters mean, but we're getting there. I understand there's been an announcement regarding some money to help agriculture producers, and this should be big news for North Dakota.
Yeah, both for the Emergency Livestock Assistance Program and also for the Livestock Indemnity Program. Those are two programs that help our cattle ranchers. And so what we were able to do is to make sure that there's funding in those programs so that for our ranchers that were impacted by the drought, they can get additional assistance. So they can apply for that now. So I worked to get that. But obviously, they're having a tough time now calving with the cold weather and the snow. So we need to be helping and first for commodity prices, which is the purpose of this meeting today. But that funding assistance is available to help them as a result of the drought last year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I see that I see another comment on that same a release of your having urged strong support for agriculture in 2019. And it's good to have you in appropriations there so that we can make sure those needs are met.
John, the other thing I meant, and you'll see something on it Monday, but for our truckers that haul livestock, they've been very worried about, you know, the ELD electronic devices for that they have to comply with as part of a new law. Getting flexibility is something that works for them. So I'll be introducing legislation with others on Monday to try to get a permanent fix for those truckers that haul livestock and need flexibility as far as their electronic logging devices.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's been an issue that's come up a lot on this show as I listened, the ELDs and how that impacts ag, how that impacts even hobbyists who are hauling things and having to install those devices. Go ahead.
Yeah, I haven't hardly been on the show in the last, I don't know, 6 months or where that hasn't come up. And so it's been a topic, and that's why I wanted to bring it up, because we are submitting legislation for a permanent fix. And I, like you say, it's something that's been a concern for them.
I've got one lighthearted comment on Facebook. We ask for comments. We always get some funny ones. Well, and I don't anticipate that you need to necessarily answer this one. But the question is Senator Hoeven willing to move to California and replace Kamala Harris?
No. Obviously. North Dakota is home for me and my family, Mikey and our family, and it always will be. We love North Dakota. Best statement ever.
I know you do.
Hands down.
One of our California listeners, obviously. So with that, we'll let you go, Senator Hoeven. I appreciate you taking this time with the listeners. If there's anything else you wish to add, we do have a couple of minutes left in the segment. I just know you've got business to tend to. Anything else you want to say to the listeners of the program?
No, John, good to be with you again. Hearts and prayers out to Brian and family. And, you know, great to have you out there. And also, just a big thank you to Doug Burgum for coming out here and joining us at the White House to talk to the president on behalf of, like I say, the best farmers and ranchers anywhere. And so really just to express my appreciation to him for coming out and joining us.
Absolutely. Senator, thank you for being with us today. God bless you and travel safely.
Thanks much, John.
That was Senator John Hoeven with us. This is something that's really great, really fun about North Dakota and really great about hosting this show is our unfettered access to our elected officials. Scott regularly has our U.S. Senator on there. Well, one of our two U.S. Senators on there. Did we put in a request for Heidi, Kevin? You got Heidi? I don't think we have Heidi. I don't think we have Heidi here. No, it just sounds like we do.
Well, it's not for lack of trying.
Why don't you make
just so we're clear.
Well, Todd, the text
the
master, why don't you?
Is always out there.
Why don't you text her, Todd, and see if she texts back? What is the text Todd number anyway? I don't have that in front of me.
Well, because you get a flip phone anyway, yeah, right? Do you actually text with that phone?
Absolutely. I text. I've got Bluetooth on it. Yeah. Very
wow.
Modern, very modern
well,
piece of equipment.
You're all the way into 2008. That's 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. Or we still do welcome your voice calls at 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550.
Well, thank you for throwing those numbers out there again, Todd. I forget
sure.
to do that. I get rusty when it's the off season and I'm not on the air for a little while. But what I was saying
is a flip phone could get rusty, but okay.
the access that we have to our elected officials is unprecedented. We've got Kevin Cramer on all the time. I mean, all the time. He's available and he takes all comers. Certainly no guidance to the program as to what we need to talk about or anything. And then just this morning we had our next congressman. I'm confident Kelly Armstrong.
Or what
we don't need to put too many Kramers on the ballot all at one time and confuse the issue. But no, it's heartening to be in North Dakota, to be a North Dakota citizen, and to be able to talk with our elected officials and to have an impact on those elected officials when convention time rolls around. That's something I'm going to talk about a little more after the break. I know we've got the flagpole guy coming up, but I want to get into that a little bit, Todd. And we can always have you weigh in too, because I don't think you've never served as a delegate to the state convention, have you?
I have not.
Well, let's take that up and let's talk about that a little bit after the break.
I think they feel like they'd get more done if I didn't show up. So,
well, I don't know.
They
about
might be
that.
Right. I'm not arguing the point.
We'll talk about that after the break, but calls welcome. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. John Trandum in for Scott Hannon on What's On Your Mind.
Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April 2018 auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, McKenzie, Ward, Bowman, Stutzman, Lemoore, Benson, Mercer, Slope, Clay, and Norman counties, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hebron, New Rockford, Devil's Lake, and Steele, North Dakota. All of these Pfeiffer auctions are in April 2018. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
AJ Thompson & Sons has been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services since 1908, not only in Bismarck these days, but across the region, North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. Link Service Contractor to provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners throughout the region, residential and commercial services. Currently maintain the heating and cooling systems of more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. Financing available, free estimates, hatandsons.com or call 701-223-3393. What's in your mind? Time to chat with our favorite patriot, Jim the Flagpole Guy. If you're patriotic, and many of us these days are feeling more patriotic than ever, it's a great time to show it. Now that we got rid of some snow, we can get some flagpoles going. Call Jim today, 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG, or ndflagpoleguy.com to get a flagpole installed at your home or business. Hey, Jim, happy Thursday to you. What's on your mind today?
Well, good morning, Todd. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. You?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm just asking everybody for big favors today from our audience. I'm asking everybody to just go to my website and take a look at it. If they were to go to their search box and type in flagpoles in North Dakota, you'll see all your choices. But please go on my website and click on it and take a look around and see what the awesome job my team has done of building the website. It's very informative. It gives tons and tons of different choices for flagpoles, and it has all kinds of different accessories and components. And in there you can find wind ratings and prices. And I just want everybody to know those prices that are on there, those are retail prices suggested, and I don't want anybody to go without a flagpole. So if they please just go to the website and take a look around. And we have a flag management program where large flags can be rotated out 8 times a year, and flag sales, flag retirement programs, where we have a program called Flag Over Vets that retires a flag with a veteran as an last act of service to both the flag and the veteran, Todd.
Well, how about that? Fantastic. Thanks, Jim.
Well, yes, sir.
Good to have you on.
Well, thank you. And, you know, it's really good to be here. Our audience has been so good, and the flag family has been so good to us, and we're just announcing that we've got great new things happening. And we're going to be in the home show today or tomorrow, this weekend in Williston. Hope everybody can come out and take a peek. But more so than ever, please give us a look online. And please, even if you're not interested in a poll right now, maybe down the road, you can kind of gauge it what the different styles are and find one that's right for you.
All right. Thanks, Jim. American made and proud of it. Call him at 701-571-FLAG or go online to ndflagpoleguy.com. 7 before the hour, it's What's in Your Mind, 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Lines are open. John Trend, I'm in for Scott Hennon today.
Hey, Todd. Well, we got just a minute left to close out the hour. We started talking a little bit before the break there, and Jim the Flagpole Guy, now there's a guy that I ought to call. You know, I've got a flagpole at the lake, Todd. I've got a flagpole, but it's crooked, and it drives me nuts.
It's crooked?
I straighten it out, and I put rocks around it and everything, but it's just not quite right, so I might need to make that phone call and get it resolved once and for all, so I can fly that flag. And the problem is, when the flag is up and the wind is blowing, it's crooked in the direction that the wind is blowing. So it's kind of like a wind vane there. Well, it'll tell me which
direction
the wind is coming.
You don't realize you don't look all that patriotic if you got a crooked flagpole.
No, that's a fact.
That sort of questions your patriotism there.
I need to rectify that because I do like to fly the flag at the lake, of course. But, yeah, it's crooked. It's just the way it's been there since I bought the property. The flag, there was no house there, but there was a flagpole there. So that tells us something about the previous owner. They were patriotic. But anyway, calls welcome. After the top of the hour here, we're going to go straight to calls for the rest of the show. So I saw John in Moorhead was holding earlier and dropped off. But please, John, call back. We want to talk. We're going to do open lines for the rest of the show. Phone numbers, as you heard before, from Todd, 701-258-0550. Or 800-228-0550. Also, we've got some questions up on Facebook if you want to look at Scott Hannon's page or my page. Got a couple of things up we can talk about as well. So we thrive with listener participation, and we plowed through that first hour with interviews and guests, but the rest of the time is yours. So thank you for being with us. I appreciate the opportunity to be here, and we'll be back after the top of the hour.
Hey, John.
Hey.
We got another minute or so yet.
Why does my sheet say 9:54:50? Must be a minute off. I'm sorry.
55:40.
55:40.
If you haven't, if you're not hearing music yet, you're not.
Either I'm dyslexic or my sheet is wrong.
Yeah, we're not going to let any event dead air go.
No, we can't probably do that. No matter what music you play.
This is what happens when you use a flip phone. I'm kidding. I've actually gotten plenty of texts from people. Hey, I still use a flip phone. Okay, all right.
Well, I'm sorry about
we pick on him because he's actually techie, but
my faux pas here. But yeah, anyway, well, just the same, as I said before, we will be having callers for the rest of this show, so please call in and participate. Thanks. We'll be back after the top.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 40-10 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dry to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.